My name is Richard Podolsky. I am a resident of Rockport, and I'm on the Conservation Commission. I would have liked to have been able to attend some of the other hearings that night. Unfortunately, this is the only one I was able to make it to. Could anybody on the panel characterize just briefly what's the character of the other meetings were, the kinds of questions that were raised, and specifically, since we're probably getting close to the end of the Q&A here, how the comments and questions here compare to some of the other meetings, and then after that, I just have a quick comment.
I think in each of the meetings we heard a pretty broad range of concerns about fisheries, about other natural resources, you know, marine mammals, birds and bats. We've heard about concerns about cableways and environmental impacts of cable systems, visual impacts of the structures out in the water, and also the lighting aspects. So it's been a broad range. I would say, you know, that the emphases of each meeting has shifted slightly depending on the area. We've heard more about fisheries in some places, more about visual concerns in others. I think overall, I think our audiences have been supportive of the whole process and concept.
I just would add that the number of people has been about the same. This seems like one of the larger groups, but it might be just because of the way the room is laid out. But been friendly, very informative, back and forth. I think one of the questions that one of our other facilitators likes to ask is, you know, who here learned something? And I think every meeting, every member of the panel raises their hand, and we see a lot of hands in the audience too. So we feel like we've met our objective in that regard.
Thank you. And just one quick comment. First of all, it's been my pleasure to sit on a couple of the subcommittees of this group, one on permitting and one on the biological and human impact. And for those folks here who raised questions about the environmental impact, I agree with the comment that was made on the panel. There are no complete guarantees. You can't move into any kind of energy arena, renewable or otherwise, and achieve zero impact. But for those people who have a concern, I'll tell you that we, on these various subcommittees that have been working, some of the most experienced biologists and people who care about the natural resources have been very much engaged on this process. And to the extent that that helps allay any of your concerns, but there's the love of the ecological resources in this state runs very deep, and those voices are part of this this process. Those of you who know me from around town, or anybody who wants to pigeonhole me and hear more about that, please feel free to contact me. And also, this is an open process. Come to, you know, there are more meetings, not many more, but there are still meetings going on, so don't be shy. You can hear about when they're meeting and show up and be there. Thank you all very much. It's been a great process.
Your name again, sir, and thanks for being a resource.
Yeah, Richard Podolsky, Rockport.
Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Ken Shule from Edgecombe. I'm the water quite a bit. Leases are very interesting. I've watched what's happened to the Anacostia River with oyster leases, and actually a good thing can go too far. And then in that case, it was dragging. We lose the striped bass. Habitats change. I'm very much in favor of renewable energy. What worries me is that success of renewable energy is the willingness of the oil companies to keep the prices where they should be, because they want to squash or they lower the prices. And if it becomes important enough industry to be needed, I mean, I already from watching Channel 10 think Chevron is the biggest wind producer. And that's what they're going to do. It's scary. You succeed, and we're going to have a big industry running the show, and Little Maine, we won't monitor. You've really got to get ready for success. Thank you.